All right, everybody, welcome back to your favorite hour. Your favorite hour of the racist boy that says racist things with two women.
So this says tropical punch, but all I see on here is cherries. Is this just going to taste like cherries?
God, I hope so. So I bought Lunchables just to kind of go back and past. And my wife, she sniffs them and is like, I hate them.
It was not a favorable first experience, and that's jack cheese, and I don't like jack
so
cheese.
So I have the cracker one.
I thought you were going to say crack.
It fucking might as well be. Jesus Christ. It's so goddamn good. So, and it's the one with the Ritz crackers and the ham and the cheese, and this one has gummy worms, which is amazing. Fucking kids these days.
Seriously?
Are spoiled, yeah. Gummy worms.
What the fuck?
Right? That's what I was saying.
Why are you eating that?
Why are you up?
Oh, but I don't know when I took the wrapping off, but I took the wrapping off.
You took the wrapping off.
I just insert it here, right?
I mean, you could do it any way you want. Like, back when I was in school.
I require assistance.
This is what we'd do.
Don't make a mess.
There you go.
Is it better? Tastes good.
We just stab it into the side of the Capri Sun. We didn't care. We just make our own. My wife just made a horrible face.
What the fuck? That's so gross.
I'm going to drink
Ew!
It all.
Why does it taste like radishes?
It doesn't taste anything like radishes.
Ew.
The after flavor of these Capri Suns is great.
Okay, I need some champagne to wash this down. Ew, that was so gross.
I think it's just because you didn't grow up with them. Like, you know, nostalgia forgives a lot of sins.
I like Kool-Aid.
I mean,
does that count?
Yeah, I mean, everyone loves sugar water. Bees love sugar water.
You make yours with sugar?
You don't?
No.
What do you think Kool-Aid is?
It's flavored packets for water, so it makes the water taste different than water.
What do you think is in this flavoring?
I don't know.
That is a white powder crystally thing. What do you think is actually in this?
Oh, I'm meaning I don't add more sugar than what's in the packet.
Yeah, it's sugar water with flavoring and coloring.
I remember my mom trying to dye my brother's hair with it, and it didn't take.
Yeah, because it only works like on blondes.
My brother was blonde, because he's not my dad's son. He's still blonde.
I don't actually know what color your brother's hair is. I haven't seen him in.
It's blonde. I mean, Max's hair is the same color my hair used to be, which is mud brown, because my mom has brown hair and my dad has brown hair and everyone in my dad's family has brown hair and all the women in my mom's family have brown hair. Like, the blonde gene came from somebody else.
Good. I hope.
Doesn't he have like different blood? Like, type than your dad?
Oh, he does. You're right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, no, definitely not. My mom cheated, and I can't begin to tell you how happy that made me. Ew, what are you doing? What the fuck is wrong with you?
A million things. Like, let's just get started on the podcast. Welcome to the Human Podcast, everybody. We got my wife over here, my lovely, wonderful wife.
Aw, thank you.
Put a shirt on to, you know, come in here and do this.
Well, yeah, Courtney doesn't need to see my sunburnt titties.
So, and then we got...
I probably wouldn't have cared, because I wanted to be without one, too.
Well, you don't have your camera on, Courtney. It doesn't matter if you have a shirt on or not.
Well, what if I turn back and, like...
You'd have to turn on your camera.
Okay, darling, you have a lovely pair of tits. You have no reason to feel ashamed of them.
Okay, thank God, because I'm still fucking so hot.
Then take off your shirt. Who cares? And I don't record the video of any of this, so even if it gets... I'm like, yeah, I don't have a YouTube channel or anything. I mean, I do, but I'm just far too lazy to, you know, edit it into a video.
Alex, you can totally take off your shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can get naked too.
What is the point? What is the point of me getting naked?
I like seeing your body.
We're not. I'm not doing the naked podcast.
Oh my.
I'm gonna keep my dick in my pants.
Aw.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Because honestly, like, I'm like, I'll think of something. Like, the second my pants come off, I have a reason to go outside.
What?
That sounded so bad.
What? I don't understand.
So, like, the second my pants come off, I'm like, fuck, I need to check the mail. And then putting my pants on becomes a chore when I could have just left them
on. I don't put on clothes when I check the mail. I just wrap up in a blanket.
No.
Blankets exist for multiple purposes.
And then, you know, I put
couture is one of them.
I have to have pants on. I have to have pants with a belt on. Ew. In order to go outside.
Why?
I physically cannot do it. I have a weird OCD about it.
You can send me out. I'm fine in public being wrapped in a blanket. I see crackheads do it all the time. So clearly I can too.
Yeah, but they have a Salvation Army shirt on.
Salvation Army is a fucking joke.
It's what crackheads go to get their shirts.
Salvation Army.
Like those
is not
long,
there for the
like white, like weird shirts they all have.
The what?
Next time you see a crackhead, like notice his shirt.
Okay.
And be like, oh, that's a weird shirt. I've never seen that sold anywhere.
Usually they're topless.
Crackheads?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not in Colorado.
Okay, no. So I had a crackhead client at my last job who would legit show up with her fucking purebred expensive cats wrapped in nothing but a blanket, fucking high as a kite, and we'd be like, oh shit, fuck, what do we do? And one time she tried to OD in the parking lot, and then we fired her as a client, and then her husband got her into rehab, and then he started showing up with the cats, and then we didn't see her for like a year, and we were like, shit, is she dead? And then she showed up one day, and she was like super cleaned up and nice, and then like 2 months later we saw her again, back to crackhead wrapped in a blanket.
Okay, number one, I'm gonna say this, and this is gonna be an unpopular opinion. Drugs are great, okay?
Drugs are great.
And I will easily ruin my life with drugs. That's why I have to stay the fuck away from them. I'm going to Skankfest here in October, and I could easily, you know, like if someone hands me like a couple tabs of acid, I'll take them.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you getting a new job anyway?
Yeah, I mean, Here's the misconception that everyone has about drugs and jobs. Fake piss exists. Just go get some. It's not that hard. Put a bladder on, warm it up to the normal body temperature. They don't care past that. They get so many piss tests a day. It's like 100. Do you think they actually have scientists wasting their fucking valuable time? I think this piss might be fake.
I failed my piss test, so...
Yeah, because you had drugs in your system.
Well, also, one of my medications makes me taste positive for cocaine in my urine. Another one also makes me taste positive for weed.
Good.
Like,
see, that,
I had a cop out.
And that's what happens is you fucking, you know, talk to the doctor first. Because if the doctor goes and tells your employer that, hey, yeah, they popped for this, this, and this, and they don't come and talk to you first, and ask if you have any medications that would make you pop for it, then that laboratory can get sued out of existence.
Yeah.
You know, medical is...
I am here for fucking whatever the fuck it is, contract where people can't talk about you, confidentiality.
It's HIPAA law.
Thank you. I know it wasn't Khalifa.
The Khalifa law.
I thought that was coming
smoke
up.
Smoke weed every day.
I knew it was wrong.
Or if you're Muslim... Be a porn star if you're a girl and receive death threats.
Oh my God.
So I literally have had that happen to me where like a doctor talked to another one of my doctors about me without my knowledge. And I like at first I didn't realize it happened until I was in the situation and I was like, wait. We're talking about something you should not know about. How the fuck do you know about this? And so I figured out afterwards what had happened and I never went back to either of those doctors because they apparently can't keep their fucking mouth shut.
Well, it's Dr.
What was he talking about?
Okay.
Do you mind?
Okay, so one doctor. So this was like two gynecologists before I had the one who took my uterus out. So I was seeing one of them, and I was seeing her because I was having cysts all the time. And at one point, I went to the ER because I was in so much pain. And that's the time when I had a cyst the size of a grapefruit that I needed to have surgically removed. So like I'm there like so the day before surgery, because like they had me scheduled for surgery within 12 hours, like that's how bad it was type thing. And so like I'm in there and I'm in a shit ton of fucking pain, and I was asking about like, well, can I please have a hysterectomy? This is like happening all the fucking time and we're talking about surgery. Let's just take the uterus out while we're at it, which was like not the conversation to start with this doctor apparently. And so it was like, well, why didn't you talk to your gynecologist about it? And I'm like, I asked about it and she laughed in my face. Like I was just in a shit ton of pain and no one was acknowledging it and no one had given me pain meds yet. So I was just in a really bad pace, and I just said that off the top of my head because I was frustrated and I just wanted pain meds. And so when I go back to her after the surgery, she's like, I heard what you said about me and I don't appreciate it. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, you said I laughed in your face. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable being your doctor anymore. And I was like, what? And so she kicked me out. And then, like, I'm driving home and I realized, wait, what the fuck? He talked to her. That's bullshit. That's fucking HIPAA shit. I never went back to either one of them. I was so pissed.
That's when you just lay down a fucking lawsuit and settle out of court and be like, $100,000.
I mean, I did say I was rather mean about her, but again, I just wanted pain meds. I just wanted pain meds.
I mean, see, this is why I don't go to doctors at all, because I will fucking take bullshit like that seriously and go to like the medical review board and, you know, cost them their fucking license.
But I wish I had, to be honest.
It's like, okay, yeah. I mean, here's where it is, though. Like, a doctor can, you know, have hearsay and shit like that. So I'm not sure it would go too far, but it could be a pain in the ass for them. It could lose them, you know, hours of fucking getting shit done.
I mean, neither one of them gave me a hysterectomy, so fuck them. They weren't there to help me in the first place.
That's when you go on and review the doctors.
I was not that invested. I just wanted a doctor who was willing to help me. That's all.
Like, anytime I get a bad product, I am 100% going to review it. If you send me a bad product, if I pay you money and you give me a bad product, yeah, you're going to fucking hear about it. But that's where Amazon is kind of like a pain in the ass, because they're like a buffer between me and a bad fucking product.
Yep.
Because I have to like go talk to like one of their people that don't really care and they're not invested into it. They're not the creator of the product. Like, yeah, whatever. Fuck you.
Huh.
So, like, if I want to buy something expensive, I'll get it straight from the source. But, like, I wanted to get a Mitsubishi mini split system, and I'm in the middle of fucking installing my mini splits right now.
Oh god,
it's a fucking pain in my ass. Hardcore, just yeah. Ugh, just deep in my, like, there's rock in my wall for some reason.
Like, what the fuck? There's a layer of rock in our drywall. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Like, I even tried googling it, and Google was like, rock exteriors, how to take them off, and I'm like, this is not a rocky exterior. I don't know what it is, but it ain't that.
It's sheetrock, right?
It's like thinner than sheetrock.
What's sheetrock?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's sheetrock.
So that is what we have?
It's kind of like that, but it's not.
It's similar.
It's very similar to sheetrock, but it's not quite sheetrock. It's like almost paper thin, but it's rock.
Yeah, it was like slate, but like not slate.
I don't know. Like, I can get through it just fine. And I don't see any value that it provides to the house, because there's already, you know, the fucking Tyvek wrapping.
I thought that came off when buildings were done being built. It stays on?
It's the insulation to prevent water from getting in.
The blue and white tape, though?
No, it's like a house wrap.
The blue and white tape?
It's not tape.
It's blue and white?
I don't know. It's white?
It makes me think of like blue and white striped tapey things on the outside of a house.
I mean, it's just a house. It's a moisture barrier between, you know, the rain and, you know, just getting inside your house.
Well, That's important.
Yeah, no, and I cut a hole in the fucking house, removing that. And now we're good.
Yay. Cool.
So, you know, this fucking mini split that I have in this room is pretty good.
It's all set up.
Yeah.
What's a mini split? What does that mean?
So, it's just an AC unit. It's just a different type of AC unit. So, like, the air, it's not too much to worry about. Just imagine an AC unit that instead of going through ducting in your house where you have to, like, you know, cool the whole ducting, you just run the refrigerant through copper lines directly into an air handler, and it just has a little mini radiator in there and shoots out cold or hot air, depending.
Huh. Sorry, I'm even sunburnt on the back of my knees.
How?
Because I'm white and there's sun, and we're a lot closer to the sun out here.
This is why Mexicans do outside work.
I know. You have all that beautiful melatonin in your skin.
I'm sure there's melatonin because I fucking eat that shit like it's candy corn in Halloween.
Oh. I'm a fucking... The beacons of Gondor are lit.
Yeah. Now like, all
why
of...
Why didn't you put on sunscreen?
Because Courtney... I always, by the time summer rolls around, I always forget how sensitive I am to the sun. And so I'm like, I'm out in the sun and I'm like, oh my God, the sun on my skin feels so warm. It feels so good. And I forget that it's feeling good because it's burning my skin and I like the sensation of being burned.
Okay, so today we put in a concrete slab for my AC system. That way...
I got to mix concrete. It smelled good.
She enjoys mixing concrete. I just had a fucking... Essentially... bucket to do it. Not like a regular bucket, but a concrete bucket. And some shovels. And I'm like, boom, there we go.
Yep.
And she's like, can I mix it with my hands? I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like immediately dangerous, but if you continue doing it, it'll...
That's why I asked. I don't know if it's okay or not, so I gotta ask.
It's like using bleach. Like, you can use bleach on your hands. You can use diesel on your hands.
I cannot use bleach on my hands. I will break out so bad.
You can use gasoline on your hands.
Ew, that stuff smells gross.
But if you continue using it, bad things, I guess, can happen. I don't know. I've never known any bad things to happen to my hands, like, for using harsh solvents.
Like, my brows are burnt.
I'm like watching my wife just naked in the corner, just rubbing like lotion on her, I think. Aloe vera?
I wish it was aloe vera. All I have is my hand lotion, so it's going to have to do.
Well, we'll go get you some aloe vera tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
If I'm lucky, I'll tan after this.
You won't.
I won't. Ugh. And like my skin, my road rash burns so much worse than the rest of my skin. Like, it's just, I can't wait to get this tattooed over. I hate it so much.
We'll get it tattooed with, like, you know, the Terminator, like, arm.
I should do that. Something biomech.
Yeah, that way, like, you go through and you, like, see, like, a Terminator skeleton arm in there. It's like, do-do-do-do-do. Terminator arms.
The Governator.
Yeah, no, he's fucking cool. But yeah, so we put in that, and I've cleaned out my outside fridge. It was all moldy and shitty, and I plugged it back in, got it all up and running.
Is she nice?
Yeah.
You know, I fucking scrubbed that. I took a hose to it. It was that bad. I'm like, hopefully nothing bad happens now.
I stood well clear of the wreckage.
Yeah. Bleach, soap, all kinds of shit. There we go. Now it's beautiful, cooling down. Well, it's already cool. And then tomorrow, finish up my AC shit.
Yep. Definitely need to do that.
Well, yeah, I have a fucking electrical inspection on it for Monday. Even though I attached this inspection for my last fucking electrical project.
Okay, I don't understand why we as consumers have to pay for an inspection. If the inspection is ordained by the state funding should pay for said inspection.
Well, I don't pay for the inspection.
I thought you had to pay for the inspection. No. You said you had to pay for it twice.
No, I have to pay for the permit.
What's the difference?
So it's just taxes you have to pay on by increasing the value of your house.
And yet this isn't going to be a tax write-off.
I mean, it is, but technically we don't make low enough money for it to count.
I mean, I make low enough money, right?
Yeah, but you fucking always owe money on your taxes, and it sucks. So
it's not my fault because I switched two jobs, and a second job didn't do my taxes appropriately.
No, they did it appropriately, but they just treated it like it was your first job.
Yeah.
So, at least I got one of my beers.
There's one more left.
Yeah, that was the one left.
No, there were two left.
No, that's nice.
No, there's another one on the door. It's on a different shelf. There is another one.
She's like, for now.
I mean, if you leave it for long enough, yeah, I'll indulge myself.
Yeah, I got it like last Monday.
And?
It's fucking Saturday.
And? It's been a whole week.
I work during the week. I'm not even home.
I only drank three. I've only drunk 50% of that. You have had the first. You've had this one. And there's one more in the beer for you. We've drunken the same amount of beers.
No. I popped open the first, and you snatched it out of my hands.
Oh, I did do that. You're right.
Let me try this. And it's Dosakis, by the way, for anybody that's wondering. It's a green Heineken Mexican beer.
Wait, it's Heineken?
It's not Heineken.
Okay.
It's Mexican. It's a very Mexican beer.
Why does Heineken rhyme with Mexican?
It doesn't. It's just the same color bottle as like a Heineken, except it's lighter.
Oh, my God. Those are hilarious.
See, like, my wife is already high. I can already tell.
I was high before the podcast.
Look at her high eyes.
Are they red?
Nope.
Are my eyes pretty?
Nope.
I wish I'd gotten to get high, but I didn't.
Oh, thank God.
What?
I always end up getting too high, though.
Why am I the only...
Once in a while.
Why are both of you sober?
I just had one beer. I mean... As far as I'm concerned,
my
I lose my chip.
That I had messed with my stomach, so I can't have them.
Aww.
I don't really want a chance. I really want to be able to sleep tonight.
Mm.
I do. That sucks. I'm seriously fucking fucked hearts.
I hate adulting.
Yeah, no, it fucking sucks. I would love to be, you know, just like one of these pieces of shit that's like, 30 living with their parents.
Oh my God, that looks so nice and breezy. Like not paying rent. Holy shit.
Like I wish like my parents were like, you know, what is the word I'm looking for?
Well situated?
No, they're well situated. Like they could technically afford to like take care of me and like send me to rehab.
What would you go to rehab for? Working too hard?
I don't know. Like, if I was, like, into drugs, like, they could send me to rehab, I think. Mm. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know how that kind of shit works.
I don't know if my dad actually has any money. Like, I don't ask him about it.
What do you mean if your dad has money? He's a fucking mortgage broker.
He's not. He's a loan officer, but...
What's the difference?
A broker brokers a deal between two people. Is he like a middleman?
So what does a loan officer do?
Handles a loan.
So I'm sure that dude also makes bank, a.k.a. your dad.
Yeah.
Or I.E., I guess is better.
I have no idea. I don't, honestly, like, never...
Oh, my God.
Ask him about it.
How much money do you think your dad spent on that house out in Cameron Park and his cars? Your dad has really fancy, expensive cars.
He doesn't. They're, like, not fancy at all. They're expensive for sure, yeah. They're not
expensive equates fancy when it comes to vehicles.
No, it does not.
What is your definition of fancy? Because for me,
okay.
Fancy means circular and sparkly.
Okay, I have...
I'm so weird.
I have a $98,000 truck.
Wait, your box truck?
Shut the fuck up. But yes, it is a 98.
So your work job is your most valuable possession.
I'm going to just mute you. And this fucking truck, you know, has barely any bells and whistles. It is not fancy. In fact, it has 1,000,006 things wrong with it. And if you're ever one of these idiots that go out and buy a used truck, you're an idiot. You're hardly ever going to find a truck with over 200,000 miles that doesn't have six things wrong with it. That is going to be an easy fix. Like, number one, my ABS light is on. It's been on for months. And no one cares. So until I get a DOT, you know, level one inspection where they're like, oh, well, that's a violation, then no one's going to do shit about it.
And yet this is your most prized item?
Well, it's not mine. It's just
okay.
My most expensive vehicle.
Besides this house, the most expensive thing you own is me.
I don't even own you. You're like a fucking, you're like a wild animal that just spends my money.
Yes.
And it's like, oh yeah, now you can have access to the pussy.
I am not domesticated. That makes me so happy.
You just go around like, you know, I'm like, hey, can I have your credit card? That way I can buy myself some Chiba Hut.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, maybe this will put me.
Oh, you're the reason she was able to get Chiba Hut.
Yeah, because she only has like $5.
I know, because I bought food today. That was the rest of my budget.
See, I have, you know, oodles of noodles of money, kind of. I mean, it's set aside for vacation.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't go underneath a certain amount at all. It's like, okay, once I hit this amount, I'm at $0. What?
Oh, there's scratches on my leg. I'm trying to figure out what those came from.
Cats. They will come from cats.
No, sometimes I scratch myself on weird objects.
Well, maybe you scratch yourself on the bush or something.
You're right. It was the bush. I remember it because I didn't wear shorts and it caught. Or wearing shorts, I wasn't wearing pants because I ripped my last pair of pants. Now all I have are shorts.
Damn, doesn't that suck? Having shorts for the summer. Oh boy, that's the worst thing ever.
I know, I don't have to go clothes shopping until like fall.
Yeah, no, it's fucking garbage.
What's garbage? My pants?
That you don't have to go clothes shopping till fall.
Well, obviously I'm going to go clothes shopping before then. But I don't have to shop for pants until fall.
Well, that's good. That's excellent. That's just top notch right there.
Yeah. I'll spend money on other things like more food.
Like more food?
Yeah, babe. Food's expensive.
So, did you see... Now to get onto some fucking news... There's a video on the internet right now of like a dude that like got into like a car accident or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And the ambulance comes and runs this motherfucker's legs over. So like this dude's laying on the street just in fucking agony, cuz you don't see too much of it.
This makes me, this is like the funniest thing I've heard all day.
And it's like,
there's something better than being your own worst enemy.
Like, I honestly hope that these fucking people got out of their fucking ambulance. Here, I'll even show you the fucking video. That way you can see it.
Oh my God.
Okay. I should be laughing at this.
Yeah, let me see if I can show Courtney. God. Well, yeah. No, Courtney doesn't have a shirt on. It's fine.
I can see.
Oh, you can see?
Just send it to her.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link for it.
Good God. Make your lives easy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is the back of my armpit?
See, I can just hold it up. You don't have to see me.
There you go. I just sent you the link for it. There you go. You're fine.
Oh my goodness.
Is my armpit sunburned?
No.
Okay.
Why would your armpit?
I don't know.
I found something on Reddit, huh?
Yeah, no, of course it's on Reddit. That's where I spend most of my time. I'm like an autistic kid that, you know, doesn't play Minecraft.
Hey, no, you have ADHD. You have diet autism, okay? Fuck you.
Yeah, but it makes it fucking worse.
Oh my god, like, what the fuck?
Oh no, Courtney doesn't find it funny.
So, like, I imagine, like, this dude's just, like, lying there. And, you know, the ambulance goes, boom, boom. Oh, that was a weird fucking speed bump there. And they get out and, like, oh no, we ran over his legs. Boom, boom. And they're like, sir, how did you break your legs?
They should just ran him over and finished him.
That's what happens in China, surprisingly. Like, if someone hits someone in China, they'll go and just kill them. Because in China, they have to... I'm not entirely sure about this. Not a lawyer or anything in China. But I've heard through the grapevine, mainly Reddit and Facebook, that they have to take care of these motherfuckers for the rest of their life if they critically injure someone and they cannot work.
So either they do it and as opposed to the government doing it here, which is a shitty job. So, like, I'm not quite sure I'm mad about that.
Well, no.
But that makes insurance scamming like that much worse, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you hit someone and you know that they're going to report you, they just go back and just run your head over.
I mean, it's not necessarily the worst thing to do.
I mean, I appreciate someone like that that's like, one story. And yeah, they'll probably have to like pay like the family, you know, a few shekels. Like, sorry about
that.
Yeah,
severance pay, whatevs.
Yeah. But yeah, we severed your, you know, kids' legs. And severed their head from their body.
They'd be getting like a sizable like payout. I know it sounds bad, but I mean, like, that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I would, like, here in America, if you get hit by a car, you go to it in an ambulance and then you go to a hospital. And then if the person doesn't have enough money to pay you, well, that sucks.
Yeah. That... Money, medicine should not be based on capitalism, at least in the veterinary field. I don't care about the fact that humans are dying from shit, but the fact that cats have to die from shit that people can't fucking afford because we're in the working consumer class is bullshit.
Well, I mean,
capitalism is the number one cause of death in the veterinary field. Also, suicide rates, too, quite honestly, let's be honest.
I mean, I heard that brain-eating amoeba was going throughout the vet field.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
And the cats are all unaffected. So are all the dogs.
Yeah, it's because it's a fluke. It's not an amoeba.
No, it's because they don't have any brains and the fucking brain-eating amoebas starve.
Okay, I'm actually talking about a real thing. Are you trying to pull a joke?
I'm trying to pull a joke.
Oh, my fucking God, babe.
God damn, it's like...
It's a fucking thing. Like, it literally exists. It does exist. I thought we were talking about it, and I was like, your facts are all fucking wrong.
It's like, there's a brain-eating amoeba. It's like, yeah, no,
it's not an amoeba.
There really is. It's a fucking penis.
Although you can't get amoebas in your eye, though.
Yeah, that's why I figured these little floaty things are.
No, the floaty things is, do you want to know?
Not really. I just like to pretend that they're like amoebas, like little worms, like in my eye.
It has to do with how your eyes are seeing the blood as it pumps through your eye vessels.
Well, I mean, I see like the same little spot.
Yeah.
And like I can
because your blood vessels are in the same place.
I can shake my head like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Because your blood vessels don't move.
Well, no, like the little spot moves.
Yeah, because it's a reflection of your blood flowing through the artery.
No.
Yes. Okay, so when the blood flows in front of your eye, it casts a shadow because it's in front of the rods and cones that see. And so what you're seeing is the shadow of the blood moving across your eye because the light can't come through it, so the eye can't see it, so the eye sees like little itty-bitty pinpricks of blink.
See, I remember when I was in boarding school, I figured out if you squint your eyes, you can see it like clearer. And they're like little worms.
Yeah.
They're like little like bacteria.
No, it's your blood flowing through your veins.
It's not.
Yes, it is. Okay. Go look it up if you don't believe me.
What are eye floaties? floaters. Spots and vision that look like black or gray specks or strings that drift across the eye.
I am being proven right.
No, you're not.
As you continue to read.
Nope. Most eye floaters are caused by age-related changes that occur as the jelly-like substance, vitreous, inside your eye becomes liquid.
What the fuck?
Microscopic fibers within the vitreous tend to clump and can cause tiny shadows on your retina. These shadows are called floaters. Suck my dick from the Mayo Clinic. It is not blood flowing through your
eye. Okay, that's what I learned in school, okay?
Well, guess what? The School of the
Alex
Human Podcast.
Right, because there's many different causes for different things.
Well, I can't see
that
blood. There's no blood in your eyes.
What the fuck? How do you... Okay. How do you think eyes work? Because I really want to know.
I imagine like they're like little fucking orbs that are kind of like attached to the back, like an HDMI cord,
uh-huh.
like the human version.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes that cord doesn't become attached. Those people are born blind. Sometimes the cord is attached wrong or crooked. Those people are like cross-eyed or have bad vision.
What?
Mine was like attached with like a VGA cable. And so that's why I need glasses to clear it up.
What's a VGA cable?
It's an old, you know that little fucking charger you showed me, the blue one?
The blue one?
It's an old computer display cable.
The one with the hooks on the sides.
Yes, that is
with screws.
Yes, that is a VGA.
Okay, because I thought it was like vagina, but that didn't make sense no matter how I thought about it.
But yeah, no, it's like a video graphics array. So you learn something new every day.
I do, babe.
And it is fucking obsolete. It's so goddamn obsolete, like serial cables and all kinds of shit. And daisy chains. No one ever remembers fucking daisy chains and SCSI discs.
I made daisy chains.
And like acoustic modems.
I know what acoustic and I know what modem means, but I don't know what the combination of the words mean.
It's for like transmitting data underwater.
So when sometimes animals are so fat that even with a stethoscope, you can't hear their heart rate. Like you can't hear it beating. They're so fat. And so I call it acoustic impedance.
It's like you just gotta kind of shove it in. And it's like
no, you gotta squeeze like super hard. Be like, okay, clearly the cat's breathing, but I can't hear its heart. Where the fuck is the heart? And you're like moving all over the chest. Like, is it here? Is it here? Squeezing here, putting pressure here. Although, if you put too much pressure on a cat's heart, it'll make it sound like it has a murmur when it doesn't.
It's like it scratches you. And it's like this cat doesn't have a heart. Fuck this cat. That's a devil cat. You're trying to, here's your devil cat. You put little devil horns on it. It's like, give it
okay.
A little pitchfork.
So when we make casts for animals, like, you know how you can like draw designs on them and stuff? So if it's a nice kitty, we'll put like hearts on it and stuff. If it's a mean kitty, we'll put angry cat faces on it. So the owner knows their cat's a dick.
See, my cat is a wonderful little angel. Unless I tell her not to do something. Like, okay, so this week I got a new oven. I got a new oven for my wife.
Yes.
Because our oven was a piece of shit. And
Utter shit.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Why did the blonde snort artificial sweetener?
Because
she thought it was Diet Coke.
Yeah, because she's fucking stupid. Why did Cassandra's sister snort the thing? Because she's like, cocaine, and it's dumb.
Diet Coke.
I don't know why I hate on, like, Courtney's sister so much.
I mean,
I know. You shouldn't. Because she can be a nice person.
She can be.
She had her moments.
Yeah.
But I'm like, at whatever fucking old hag age she is, you know, she should have figured it out by now.
One tooth and all.
She's not that old.
How old is your sister?
Like in her 30s? That much older.
Okay, what age do you see a woman as old at?
32.
Oh.
Women age like cheese, men age like wine. You see an old, distinguished man.
Uh-huh.
Gray in his hair, gray in his beard, has his shit together. Great. Mwah. Top notch. And you see an old woman with, like, a brooch, and it's like, oh, man, she fucked some rich dude. And she looks bad now.
That's totally not true.
What the fuck? Why can't women look graceful when they're old? Okay, if men get to be fine wine, so can women.
No, not at all.
Ew, no, old men are disgusting.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, you can have an expiration date on wine, for sure. You know, Hugh Hefner in his old age? No, boo, that's bad wine.
So I'm going to be ugly when I'm old?
Of course!
So, like, once I'm 32, you won't find me attractive anymore?
I mean, here's the thing about men. We will fuck whatever presents to us.
So, I'm whatever?
If a fucking Taiwanese ladyboy puts his ass in the air and is like, take any hole you want, and I just go for the donut holes, and he's like, no, not those! Those are my shots.
So I'm no sexier than that?
Than a Vietnamese ladyboy? No. Like, if we go to Vietnam and there's, like, a ladyboy sticking his ass up in the air, and it's like, take it. It's yours. I'm like, yeah, it is. And you can't even get offended. Not allowed to.
So if you're attracted to that, why are you attracted to this?
I'm not attracted to Taiwanese ladyboys. Like, let's get that thing right. I've never been to Taiwan. Who knows? Like, I could arrive in Taiwan and be like, oh, no, I'm leaving my wife for all these ladyboys. Fuck. My wife just becomes all mad. She's like, oh, no, my husband left me for a Taiwanese ladyboy. And now I talk with Asian accent for some reason.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, number one. I enjoy you because you are willing to have sex with me. That's
the number one reason.
Yeah, that's it.
Chose to marry me and keep me in your life.
Yep, no, that you nailed it. Because you were the one willing to have sex with me, and you got a fucking house out of it.
I did get a house.
And you got
a new oven.
And a new oven with a griddle in the middle.
Oh my God. And it's convection. I haven't had a convection oven since I moved out of my parents' house.
So guess what? And now you have a second fridge that's operational.
Oh, I'm going to stock it full of meat.
And you have someone that you can, like, you know, make, do this and do that.
You've done all of this on your own violation. I have not added stuff to your plan.
Yeah, no, it is definitely a violation of my asshole. Jesus fucking Christ. And then on top of it, you got a fucking new speaker system for your car.
I did.
So...
I saved very hard for my tax return. Like, I set part of it aside for the trip.
Women, if you hear this, what you need to do, give your pussy to a man, not any man. Do not get this part wrong. Not any man. A man that has a job, a decent job. Not a job at 7-Eleven, not a job at Target, a decent job. And then all of a new oven can be yours.
Yes. It's a
if he is successful.
And it's so wide, I could fit 4 muffin tins in one.
Men are like fucking lottery scratchers. You scratch it, and sometimes it's like, oh, a fist comes out and hits you in the face. It's like, God damn it. And that's most of the time. But sometimes you'll be like, man, we can live a modest life.
Oh my God.
And every once in a great while, you'll be like, a rich man, yay, we all win.
Ew.
And then you have to, like, you know, just deal with him cheating on you all the time. But I feel like...
if I'm marrying a man for his money, I really don't want him fucking me anyway. Like, he's welcome to go cheat. I'm not marrying him because I'm attracted to him, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, if I was marrying a woman for her money... like,
it would not be me.
I guarantee you she wouldn't cheat. It's almost a guarantee. Because, number one, I'm like the first dude she got.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, I mean, if I die and you get, like, you know, enough to pay off the house and then, like, another $100,000 and it's like, I own my house.
Oh, hell no. I am not doing another relationship after this. This is so much work. God, I love you, but this is a lot of work for me to maintain a relationship.
What if there's like a twin of me?
Ew, no.
Like a twin, like, that has a bigger cock and stuff.
Why would that matter?
It always matters.
It doesn't.
It always... Okay, men have this one insecurity, and this is it. We don't care if we have shitty beards or anything like that.
I mean, you care.
Stop looking at my beard. I don't care. Like, my shitty beard is how I know people actually like me, is because they'll talk about it. They'll be like, dude, your beard is fucked up. I'm like, thank you. You are willing to be fucking honest with me.
We could just get like some like marker and like color in the bear patches.
It's like, you know, my name is Montego Antoyo. You killed my father. Prepare to die. That's not his name, but. My name is Monterey
Alex,
Jack
I'm gonna share
Aquarium.
What?
It's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you've never seen Princess Bride, and I was about to disown you as my best friend.
Oh, no, we watched it together, you dip.
Courtney, I have, like, zero memory.
She's like, I don't remember anything.
I don't.
And it's like, right? It's like, so do you remember when we robbed a bank and you killed three people? It's like, what?
I would inhale that hole. Okay, I don't know where my phone is.
She sent it to me.
What?
It's a... I hope this kid falls off the cat.
What the fuck? It's kind of creepy.
Hurts themselves.
Okay, I'm not okay.
Yeah, it's creepy. Photoshop.
I know, it's a bad Photoshop job. And, like, that doesn't even look like a human. It looks like a doll of some sort.
I mean, it's a human.
How do you know? Ow.
I mean, here's something that's more your speed. Here's a cat that, you know, thinks he wants out. And then he, like, fucking backtracks all the way. And he's like,
yeah. Nope.
He's like, fuck this.
Nope.
I mean, if you want to always see fucking cats, what you do is you go on TikTok and just like cat videos. Just heart cat videos, non-fucking stop. They'll send you all the cat videos.
See, we're getting a cat clinic. I don't need that.
Well, I don't. And I need something to be like, why should I keep going? Oh, cat videos, yeah.
Cat video. The internet was invented for cats. There is no doubt of this.
There you go. Here's another cat video of a cat fucking fighting someone.
Oh, it's a baby cat. That's not even 3 pounds.
He doesn't care.
He thinks he's fierce. It's fierce tiger.
And have you all been watching this Johnny Depp fucking court bullshit at all?
Oh my God, I have 100% chosen not to care because I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't know who's wrong or who's right or who's been abused or who's been the abuser. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life.
I only watch like the bloopers of it because it's the greatest shit ever.
Like, I'm sure I'm supposed to care about somebody, but I just...
Oh no, I don't give a fuck about Jack Sparrow or...
I think Amber Heard lied because...
Because like, she has a vagina, I know, yes. She's terrible.
They timed the article to come out at the height of when Aquaman was happening for, like, I think it was for publicity. Because remember, think about it, a lot of people ended up getting behind Amber Heard and going...
Well, here's the thing. They're both actors, and they're both in court that's televised... You know what I wanted to see televised? The Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Televise that shit.
Seriously.
But no, they're like, here's a couple fucking, you know, crayon pictures that we did for you. And the grand jury sealed it all, and no one's going to jail.
I don't understand why people are obsessed with actors' lives and vice versa. I don't fucking understand.
Because it's someone you can be like, oh, I know who that is. That's Captain Jack Sparrow fighting with some other hot bitch. I'd let her poop on my bed. That's fine. My bed is actually a pile of newspapers, so she should probably just poop on it. I'm about to get a new pile of newspapers anyway. I'm a homeless man. That's crazy. See, but I love watching these lawyers just go, objection hearsay. And then they'll ask a question like, is it true that you saw this? And 2 seconds after, the dude starts to answer, he's like, objection hearsay. It's like, you asked the question. That's my favorite part of it. I don't care about any of the other shit. I don't care how it ends. Show me those. I love watching Attorney Tom fucking just talk about it. He's like, oh, look at these idiots. I'm like, that's great. I'm like, I don't know why you have an eye patch on half the time, and I'm never going to Google it, but, let's hear what, a TikToker, YouTuber, lawyer has to say about it.
If I started wearing an eye patch at work, I would wear it and the same way for a while, then every now and then change it to the other eye and see if anybody noticed and go back to the original eye. I would just do it to fuck people.
It's only in 3 of his fucking videos. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck happened there. That was weird.
Because sometimes I switch my part and no one ever notices. So I'm like, would anyone notice if I switched an eye patch?
Babe, you could come home bald and be like, do you do something with your hair? I don't know. I don't care.
As long as you just say it looks nice, that's all you have to do.
I mean, here's the thing. Men are amazing liars. Amazing. We will lie to women about everything.
No, it's the routine. I ask you if I look nice, and you say yes. And I ask, are you even looking? And you say yes. And then I accept the compliment, and I move on because I look nice. It's the ritual.
Yeah, and then I'm asleep. Do I look nice? Yeah.
Yeah, you tell me I'm cute even in your sleep.
Are you even looking at me? Yeah, you're just fucking, thumbs up, cool. And I'm like, men do not care. Paper bags exist. We can just put it on you and draw a face of Shrek or something.
I don't understand the whole paper bag facing. What is that?
Okay, so when a woman has an ugly face.
Okay.
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
I don't know who that is.
Just imagine.
Don't show me people. You know I don't recognize faces.
You won't recognize her. Honey Boo Boo's mom.
I don't even know who Honey Boo Boo is. I'm assuming it's not a teddy bear or something, right?
That.
Okay.
The fat woman with that has weird chink eyes.
What?
You not?
I don't know. Don't make me look at it a second time. It's.
Do you know, Courtney? Do you know who Honey Boo Boo this bitch is?
Oh, seriously, why do we have to talk about Honey fucking Boo Boo?
Okay, apparently she knows who Honey Boo Boo is. No, I'm just talking, cause I'm trying to explain the paper bag thing to my wife. So you find someone like that.
Okay.
You just put a bag over their head.
She's going to do that willingly?
No, but that's the only way she can get some dick. And then you get a handful of flour, throw it, and then aim for the wet spot.
What?
Handful of flour.
Yeah.
Throw it she's bent over in doggy position.
Okay, that was not mentioned before.
And then, throw it at her ass.
When she's bent over, do you still need the paper bag?
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
What?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
That way you don't, look up and, lose your erection. And then you just fucking go to town. You're like, oh, yeah.
Like cooking flour?
Yeah, it's like cooking flour.
But when...
both flours might work.
Okay, when flour hits a wet substance, it congeals and turns into goo. It doesn't
Yeah.
No, it's sticky.
Uh-huh, yeah, and then you just aim for the wet spot with your dick.
No, flour should never go inside a vagina. That's really bad because there's yeast.
Yeah, no, she already has a yeast infection. You ain't going to make it any worse.
Ew.
I'm talking about these fat truck stop hookers.
You're trying to defend yourself now.
No! I'm still calling them ugly beasts.
Oh, yeah, because of the paper bags. But, paper bags recyclable. Shouldn't you use a trash bag to throw her out with afterwards?
Why the fuck would you let her keep the paper bag? You put it on the next bitch.
You gotta reuse... Okay, wait. You're out of line, but you're okay. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Recycle, save the earth. Fucking paper bag on the next bitch for fucking handful of flour, boom. You know,
do
your
bleached flour or unbleached?
Don't matter. Like, just take fucking talcum powder, throw it there. Boom.
What is talcum powder made of? I mean, obviously it's made of talcum, but what's talcum?
Rock, I guess. I don't know.
Is it like borax?
It's like Borat.
Probably similar.
You can, if you have fleas, you can literally rake borax into your carpet and it'll kill all the fleas.
Really?
Also, you could just, you know, live in California and the hot fucking sun will just kill them all.
No, California is rampant with fleas.
No.
Oh my God, there's fleas everywhere.
Fleas.
We live in Colorado and it's too high for fleas.
Yeah, the fleas are out here just smoking joints, but like, dude,
there's fleas down in Pueblo. Like, fuck Pueblo, there's fleas down there.
The fleas are up here just smoking joints, but like, aren't we supposed to do something like with dogs or something? It's like, dude, dogs are funny. Check out this video I saw on Reddit.
So fleas don't live on your animals. They get on your animals to feed blood, but they live in your carpet and your bedding. So when your dog has fleas, you need to clean your whole house or the fleas are never going to go away.
Or what you do. Especially if you get bed bugs is...
Ew.
Yeah, I know. That's gross, right?
Ew. Fleas are disgusting. Who said fleas aren't disgusting?
I'm talking about bed bugs. They're a completely different animal.
What the fuck is the difference between a bed bug and a flea?
Bed bugs will fucking just eat you every night and then live in your bed.
Yeah, that's what fleas do.
Yeah, but fleas go after your dog, not after you.
Oh, no, they'll go after you too. They just... The dog is the host animal.
Stop
it brings.
That.
What?
You're pulling this.
Because it's shocking my skin. Cords shock me.
It has no current.
I don't know. Okay, it makes my skin feel weird when cords touch me. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it makes me feel like I'm being shocked.
I mean, I've definitely had like a high amperage fucking thing shock me. I'm like, yeah, no, that's...
No, like, I can't, like, if my phone charger's, like, not plugged, if, like, the charger part's, like, touching my skin, I'll also feel it stinging me. Yeah. Like, I think I'm just really susceptible to electricity.
There was some other fucking crazy news story that happened this week, and I completely fucking forgot.
Like, the only thing I remembered, and quite honestly, this was, like, 2 weeks ago, but some person said that the food pyramid of Florida is meth and crocodiles.
Definitely wasn't it.
Okay, it was alligator jerky and meth. There it is. Crocodiles are wrong. Crocodiles are different than alligators.
Yeah, there was like a Florida story I read earlier this week and I didn't save it. I'm like, oh, that'd be great for the podcast. I'm definitely going to remember that. There's no fucking way I'm going to forget. And then it's going to be like tomorrow morning. I'm like, oh man, that would have been great on the fucking podcast.
Too late. You missed your chance.
I know. Well, I mean, I didn't.
Can't you just look it up in your history or whatevs?
I mean,
I still don't know where my phone is.
It's in, like, the bed. I don't know. Jesus Christ!
It's empty.
Oh, my God.
It's empty!
Feel
how empty it is.
Yeah, I get it. You fucking suck down fucking drinks more than my cock.
Well, drinks taste good.
Damn. She's like, your fucking cock is like, it tastes like fucking man ass.
Okay, your cock tastes a lot different than your cum. Your cum is what's gross.
Oh, no. Don't.
It tastes like battery acid. I'm not going to lie.
Don't do that. Do not hit that fucking bullet with that hammer, you stupid idiot. Oh, no. You're going to...
Okay, I need deets.
It's a video of this dude with
a
fucking...
Show me.
Oh, thank God. Nothing bad happened.
Aw, then I don't want to watch it.
He shot himself. He shot himself in the leg. Hilarious. Oh, it's bleeding all over the place. It's bad. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, my God. Holy shit, there's so much blood. He's freaking out. Oh, he's doing the smile of shame. Oh, no. Fuck. You want to watch?
I do want to watch.
There you go.
Okay, none of this is going to disprove my theory that men are idiots.
Oh, really. No. Men are idiots. Like, trust me. Like, I would never do that in a million years.
His hands are so ugly. Why are his fingers like that?
They're just colored brown. My wife is a racist.
No, his fingers, like the knuckles, are weird.
She's a closeted racist.
what the fuck is he doing? Why would it? What a fucking idiot. Fucking moron. Ooh, he bleeding good. Bro, just put a tampon in. It's fine.
Yeah, men, I've never bought tampons in my life.
Oh my God, his hat is so ugly.
And if you want, I'll send you that video, Courtney, but it's really fucking
But literally,
boring.
You can use tampons for bullet wounds.
Oh my God.
I don't think Courtney would want to see it. She's not the
type.
Yeah,
I do.
You want to see it? Okay, I'll send it to you.
I want to see it just because I want to see what you're talking about.
It's a dude that hits a fucking bullet on, like, concrete.
But he only hit, like, a fucking vein. He didn't hit an artery. So, like, it's not that bad.
And it, like, goes into his leg and he starts bleeding all over the place.
He hit a vein, not an artery. The blood's too dark. And it would be, like, and spurting, like his, not, like, flowing over.
And his wife comes out and she's like, oh, mamma mia, what do you do?
But he's like, it was Mexican, not Italian.
Oh, my God.
You don't think mamma mia is Mexican?
Is it not?
Let me see. What does Mamma Mia mean in Spanish?
I thought it was Italian.
If someone says Mamma Mia, are they Spanish? Thank you, Cora.
Wait, if Cora has the answers, babe. If Cora has the answers, it's the wrong answer.
Oh, God. Are we talking about my cousin Cora, or no?
No, like the Ask Jeeves of today, where fucking idiots congeal.
I felt really bad for her because her actual vagina is really small.
Wait, what?
Okay, now we got to hear about your cousin Cora.
Have, like, different size vaginas.
Oh yeah, because like, she had to have the fucking C-section.
Well, no, like, you remember what she was with this black guy, and he's like, yeah, he must have, like, a huge dick, and she's like, yeah, but, like, it's, like, I don't know why a big dick is such a big deal, because, like, it doesn't even fit all the way in, because her vagina was really small.
I totally forgot about all of this, but yeah. No, I remember her, like, trying to describe it and, like, the hand motions, and I was just like, what?
She's like this, and she's like, I can't get it all the way in. Mamma mia.
Okay, so what did your research reveal?
It's Spanish. And Italian. And Spanish.
We were both right. High five.
And it's also in an ABBA song.
A what?
An ABBA song. Mamma mia, here we go again.
An ABBA song?
ABBA! Dancing Queen?
What?
How have you never heard of ABBA?
I don't understand the word you're even saying.
ABBA!
Like, oh.
It's a band, right?
What?
Is it?
ABBA, yes! Okay, yeah, here. We're gonna end this on some, you know, ABBA right now. ABBA. It's Dancing Queen. It's I can't believe she's never heard of ABBA.
Okay, I've never seen any of the movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's not from the movie.
Okay, well, I know it's a movie, and that's the extent of my knowledge.
This song, it's also ABBA. Dancing Queen. There's no fucking way you
have. So I thought Dancing Queen was sung by Queen.
No.
Okay, I've only ever heard the chorus. I've never even heard the beginning of this song.
Digging the Dancing Queen.
Like, doesn't it sound like Queen to you, though?
Nothing like Queen at all.
It sounds like Queen to me. And again, I've only heard the chorus. I have never heard the song at all.
But let's see. Nothing like
it. Exactly the same.
No.
It is the exact same vocal range.
Let's see. Nope, not even close.
This is not Queen.
This is Queen.
This is Queen?
This is Queen.
Wait, the song I hate most out of every song in the entire world is Queen?
Another One Bites the Dust is Queen.
I thought this was Three Doors.
No.
Oh my god, you're hilarious.
How?
I hate this song.
Steve walks squarely down the street with brim paint pulled down. No. I cannot believe you.
I hate this song.
So good.
This is an insult to every fiber of my being.
Oh my god.
I do not like
dust. Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Boom, boom. Another one bites the dust.
This song
so good, but that's it for this episode. Thank you all, thank you all for listening. Another One Bites Dust.
My original point stands.
That song is great.
My God, Alex.
I'm gonna do some like karaoke after this shit. Oh, it's so good. Mwah. Freddie Mercury, yeah. You're great.
And his cats.
His cats?
He has cats. He had cats.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was gay, so probably.
Yeah, it's a requirement. If you're gay and you don't have a cat, are you gay?
Yeah, you're busy fucking other men.
Yeah.
Gay isn't a male term only.
No, it is very much a male term only.
No, women can be gay for other women.
It's called lesbian. It's like that skit. It's like, does anyone know an N word? Lesbian.
I thought you were American.
How about a OR word? Crack whore. It's like, what? Oh no. That's a great fucking skit. Like, look it up sometime.
You completely skipped over my Vine reference.
Yeah. I'm going to call the weed. I'm going to call the police. 911. What's your emergency?
Welcome to the Cum Zone.
But that's it for this episode. Follow me, Alex the Truck, everywhere, or don't. I don't really care. I don't get paid either way. Don't follow these women. Don't follow any woman.
I don't have a plug on purpose.
You creeps. Don't be following women around.
I'm using that word correctly.
The bar. Don't be following them around. Don't ask them. You can ask them once if they're interested.
Why the long face?
And if they say no, because every woman, when they enter a bar, they scan every man, and they're like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, 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 yes. And they're, is this incorrect?
No, I go to the bar for beer and apps so I can read my book.
Okay, if you see a man walk into a room, do you determine, like, if you were single, if you would fuck him or not?
No, ew.
I do that for every single woman. I'm like, yes, 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 yeah, no, yes, yes. And
are not allowed to find other women attractive.
Oh, I do all the time.
This is not okay.
Oh, it is.
Oh my goodness, Alex, you're hilarious.
You're like, you can't find Amber Heard fucking attractive. I'm like, blew a load to her court appearance. It's great.
Do you think I would look cute in a lawyer's outfit?
No.
Like the full suit and stuff? I'd have like the pencil skirt though.
With the
kitten heels.
You'd be like at the lawyer stand with like your headphones on because it's loud in court, and you're like, well, what did you say, Your Honor? I don't know. Fuck you. I'm playing with my cat. It's like I'm playing with my pussy underneath the desk
can
here.
Can you imagine Goose in a little work tie sitting at my little desk?
No, you're three fingers into your fucking snatch.
Oh.
But yeah, follow me, you fucking idiots. I'm Alex the Truck everywhere. Not Alex the Trucking Guy. I found that motherfucker on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Alex the Trucking Guy. You were there first, but fuck off. This is my turf now. I'm the funny guy here. Actually, I'm not funny at all. I had a dream the other night that there was a dude that fell in front of my hotel room. And I got up, like, out of a dead sleep, put pants on.
To go save this poor dude.
To go save this poor dude. And I'm like, he's not there. I didn't even check, because I didn't want to be right and then save somebody, because I'd have to deal with that. So I'm just like, I'm going to go to bed. I hope there's, like, a murdered man, like, when I wake up tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But see y'all later. Bye.
See ya. Bye.